Okay.
This here's an audio boo.
Yeah. It's going to serve multiple purposes. Multiple purposes. Getting ready for E3, everyone. E3. And just watched the GameSpot E3 preview, which, well, there wasn't anything major there. Like, there was, you know, not any big reveals. There, you know, some little things. You know, that's kind of neat. You know, they talked a little bit about the Fantasia game from Harmonix. This would be interesting concept, if anything, you know. Fantasia-style animation with modern music. And you control it. You know, that's kind of a big deal. That's kind of cool. They went into some detail on the LEGO Marvel Heroes game. The DC Scribblenauts game. Mostly detail on things that were already announced, although I haven't really heard much about LEGO Marvel Heroes until this presentation, but mostly little details like that, kind of the developers talking about their game for a little while, and some footage. Like, even, like, you look at what they did for Forza 5, and it was only a teaser that was about 10 seconds long, which is even less than what the Xbox One reveal gave you, so, yeah, there's that. So, nothing major coming out of that, but, going into E3 should be pretty awesome. I mean, we have two consoles coming out this year. That's even more, you know, like, that's different from the last, you know, this current generation that they're in right now, which had the consoles coming out a year apart. Now, the major consoles, and I'm not counting the Wii. I'm evil like that, no. But yeah, two consoles, two very, very, very important press conferences. And, you know, because they're both trying to impress us right now. So far, you know, the favor seems to be with the PlayStation 4, which I am, you know, I'm in that camp as well because of the things I don't agree with about the Xbox One. But, you know, you never know. The Xbox One still has a chance. I will say that. It's got to stand on its games, and they better realize that, because, you know, people are so unhappy with it that it will fail if it doesn't. So, yeah, moving towards E3, there are going to be a lot more of these, a lot more blog posts, a lot more everything. Blog posts inspired by Misty Rayburn. I haven't said so already. I become a blogger. It's all her fault. That's okay, though, because that's what people need. That's, you know, it's a social connection. It's the fact that they're getting that information out there to people that otherwise might not see it. Like, for instance, the last blog I did about the Xbox One was actually a consolidation of information from multiple posts from Microsoft. So that's cool, you know. And, yeah, really looking forward to E3. Looking forward to covering it, my little ways that I cover it. Audio boos, blog posts, tweets, where we go, oh my god, that game was awesome, I want it. And the time when I go, oh my god, I guess we're going to get an Xbox One because Misty just saw this game that she absolutely needs.
Not going to happen.
Oh, we'll see about that. 15 exclusives. 15 of them.
They better be really freaking good. I'm skeptical.
8 are new IPs. That's what they say.
The only way they could do that is probably a BioWare game.
So I'm saying they have to stand on their games because the system otherwise is going to fail. Because there's just too much wrong with it. There's too much horrible policies about it. You have to be connected to the internet at least once every 24 hours or you can't play games. Yeah. Your Xbox One becomes your DVD and Blu-ray player. And that's it. That's what I want in my console. I mean, if we go through a vicious storm, then yeah, it doesn't happen very often, but let's harken back to the windstorm a few years ago.
They kept us without power for 3 days.
Without power for 3 days, well, let's hypothetically say we had power, but we had an internet. So we're thinking to ourselves, okay, we have power, let's play some Xbox One! And we do, for the first day. And all of a sudden we can't. And the whole reason we can't is because they have to go through this weird licensing deal
where because they're enabling you to, quote, give games to your friends, they have to check your license every 24 hours to make sure you haven't done that, or traded them in, or blah, 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 blah. Because if you have done that, they have to revoke your license because it's no longer your game. License transfer, blah, blah, blah. And to protect themselves from you taking advantage of no internet connection, they're thinking, hey, we'll just remove your ability to play any game if you're not connected for 24 hours. Yeah, it's not good. But we'll see. Better be good games, or, you know, no Xbox One. And also, we have to, when you look at the Xbox One, from our perspective, I'll say this here and now, going into the, and I'm focusing kind of more on the Xbox One because their presentation is first, when we actually get to the conferences. And I do have a half an hour, so I could talk about PS3 or PS4 too, but anyway, from our perspective, when we look at even the new exclusive Xbox One games, we also have to look at, does it require Kinect? And if so, what does it require it for? Because, as some of you may be aware, we are in a very small space. And Kinect is not really feasible for, you know, in terms of how much space that it needs to even track you. Now, they say that the Kinect 2 that comes with the Xbox One, and remember, folks, is required to even use the Xbox One. The Kinect 2 can recognize you in smaller spaces. But they haven't clarified how much smaller. What if it's like 1 foot? Oh, okay, but we still need 7 feet. I don't know. Anyway. We'll see, though. That's another point they need to clarify for us to get interested. Because what if the exclusive looks really great, and it's like, you play it with your hands 8 feet back from your TV, and then you...
You'll be up against the wall.
Yeah. Like, we really want this game, but, we can't play it, because the Kinect can't see our feet. Or what is it? What did it do? Cut your heads off or your feet off? I don't know.
Feet.
Yeah. Kinect can't see your feet, if you're not far enough away. I've also heard, too, from people, and this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is unconfirmed, because I can't verify this myself, but I've heard from people at my work who watched the Xbox One reveal, they said this, the Kinect 2 is actually kind of another box-like thing. It's not just the camera and microphones mounted on a little stand like the Kinect 1 is. It's actually another box that you could theoretically place the Xbox One on top of this thing. So, I don't know. I don't think that makes a lot of sense, because, like, with this Kinect, you're supposed to place it either below or above your TV. And if your Xbox One is, say, on another level, you know, like, if it's on, in our case, you know, our TV is to the left of our little desk, we put the consoles on when we hook them up, then that's not going to work. And we also wouldn't be able to put it in front of our TV if it's this giant boxy thing. That's even assuming we could use it in the first place. So that really, there are a ton of issues that Microsoft is really going to have to lay the smackdown on before we... Like, even with their clarification posts, where they clarified the licensing thing, they made themselves look a tiny bit better when they did that. But mostly because they shifted the onus of the whole used game thing to publishers instead of them. But yeah, even with that, there's still just so many things, so many problems, so many potential problems that we have to work through. And their focus is on being the one and only entertainment platform that you'll ever need, ever, blah, blah, blah.
They should have just stuck the games.
Yeah, and Sony PlayStation 4 reveal, they gave us games, 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 and they gave us the specs of the system, and they gave us the features that would make playing those games better. They didn't focus on the cable TV. They didn't focus on the Skype. Skype is in everything. By the way, people, I just want to point out, Sony has access to Skype too. This is not like a... Like, I know Microsoft owns Skype, but Skype is on the PlayStation Portable. Skype is on the PlayStation Vita. And yes, I am aware that they're talking about Skype video chatting using the Kinect. We never video chat. I mean, maybe that's just an us thing, but we just never do it. It's not a big deal.
Most of the time when you're gaming, you're in your fucking pajamas anyway. Who wants to video chat?
Right, exactly. You want to...
You're all scruffy with bedhead, and you right. just want to freaking game. Who the hell wants to video chat?
Right, and see, the answer to that is lies in the PS4, because like I was just thinking just now, you know, maybe you want a game, but you also want to, you know, like, you can also chat, and you also want to show people the game that you're playing. Well, guess what? PS4 can totally do that. Anyone will be able to spectate you, kind of like on live. On live did joke around after the PS4 reveal. They did tweet around that a lot of Sony's spectating ideas came from them. but yeah, any of your friends can spectate you playing whatever game, even if the friend does not own the game because of the Gaikai cloud computing integration with the PS4. And if you do have trouble with a game, and this may be not guaranteed, because I believe the publisher can actually choose to block this, which I actually agree with. That's one of those things. This is one of those things that I actually agree that the publisher should have the choice on, because it really depends on the game, I think. People, if you're having trouble with a portion of a game, your friends can, you can interface with them. They can take over your controller inputs via the cloud. Again, they don't have to own the game to do this. And, they can get you through that part of the game if they believe they can do it. That may be the blind person's ultimate key to success. Not that I'm saying, like, I'm thinking of examples here. Not that I'm saying we'd use this all the time. We wouldn't be like, okay, I'm going to turn on this game, and I'm going to get one of my friends, and they're just going to play the entire game for me. Ha 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 ha. No. I'm thinking of things like Resident Evil 6. I know Resident Evil 6 is not a PS4 game, but there were certain parts of that game that were very, very close to not playable by the blind peoples. Like the shooting of the church bells, which Misty did with a freaking handgun. Anyway,
yes. Moving
on. But let's say we were playing Resident Evil 6.
Yeah.
But let's say we blind peoples were playing Resident Evil 6 on the PS4. When we got to that part, we could theoretically go, okay, well, I'm having a lot of trouble with this part because I can't see the bells and I have no idea where they are. So I need someone to shoot them. And handgun bell shooters like Misty were not available. So, at this point, we could theoretically contact one of our friends and say, hey, I'm at this part in Resident Evil 6. I know you played it before. You have to shoot these church bells. Oh, yeah, okay, well.
Can you shoot it with a handgun like this
one? No, but give me your...
He's a sniper rifle.
I'm going to use a sniper rifle. Give me access to your controller. He's a sniper rifle.
Bitches, you sniper rifle. He's a handgun.
But that's really where I'm going with it. Like,
I'm a ninja.
And honestly, I don't think I would do this, but I also wouldn't really fault people who did actually choose to, you know, have a game and have one of their friends actually play the entire game. Like I don't know if I would personally do that, but you know, it's kind of like
it's probably time, so they can't do that.
They might not be able to do that anyway. Like, you have 10 minutes with this person's controller.
I'm sure they wouldn't want somebody to do that.
Probably not. But, I don't know. It's one of the things, like, I think what I'll probably do is I'll try to find out if it's timed. Like, if we try that out, get one of our friends to grab a game, you know, grab hold of control of a game, and do it for, like, a half an hour, just to see if they can. Or if it's, like, a 5 or 10 minute lock on how long you can do it. You know, but I wouldn't be surprised if some blind people did, if they were able to take that route. Also, the PlayStation 4 does allow you to stream your gameplay to people that don't have PlayStation 4s via Twitch TV and Ustream and stuff and things, and to directly upload to YouTube. Because it is constantly, you can have it constantly record your gameplay and it will split it up into 10 minute clips for you, and you can use that kind of thing to, you know, immediately share your videos. Now, the Xbox One can do this too, and I've heard some speculation
Because the PS4, let's keep in mind, was revealed in February. And I've heard some speculation the only reason the Xbox has these video sharing features is because they saw them at the PS4 reveal. There's no proof of that. I know that's kind of a jab. That's unnecessary, but
I don't see how they could have got that ready between February and the reveal.
I mean, maybe not. That's right. Maybe it might not be.
Just people talking smack.
Well, and this kind of thing is the kind of thing that people wanted anyway. So Microsoft could have just realized that, just like Sony did.
I guess more likely the case.
Yeah, and that's probably true. But I'm just saying, I just enjoyed reading that. It's like, I wonder. But still, even in that market, even in the video sharing market, Sony still wins with the PS4 because of the ability to stream to outside sources. Microsoft, you can share your videos on YouTube and Facebook and whatnot. PS4 can do that and stream.
It's like, oh yeah, well.
So, I mean,
and Nintendo's just like,
and PS4, another one of their focuses, and I talked about this in the blogs, and this is definitely, let's see, I'm actually checking the time here. Okay. Okay, we're good. Okay. another one of the PS4's focuses, as I said in the blogs, was correcting the mistakes they made with the PS3, and that was huge. For me, and I think for a lot of people, I think that's one of the reasons the presentation was so popular. They didn't outright say it. They didn't outright say, so, PS3 kind of sucked for certain reasons. Kind of sucked, and we're going to make sure that it doesn't suck anymore, okay? No, they didn't outright say that, but that's really what they did. Because let's look at the major complaints about the PS3. Constant updates that take forever. To update both games and the system itself. Well, now we don't got to worry about that. Now updates to games and to the system are downloaded. Even if the PlayStation is off, as long as it's hooked up, they'll download on their own. They'll store themselves in a separate flash memory unit that's inside the PS4. And when they're able to, completely in the background, they'll install. Pretty freaking sweet. So, like, even if, let's say you don't have your system hooked up for, you know, if you're like us, we don't keep our consoles hooked up. So let's say you don't have it hooked up, then you hook it up because you want to play a game. Well, I would assume that as long as the game you want to play is not the one that needs an update. Because if it was, I guess you probably would be kind of forced to. If you don't have your console hooked up all the time, you probably would be forced to wait. But you probably wouldn't. You probably still wouldn't be waiting for very long, because it. They've also talked about how the PS4 handles the internet better too. But anyway. So.
I really hate the heat that the PS3 gives off.
Yeah, I wonder if they corrected that in the PS4.
Not. They upped it.
they increased the heat. Bring the heat, man. Well, it is.
Added a bigger processor, so imagine it puts off more heat.
It is like 10 times as powerful. So, I don't know. I don't know, but Sony's usually pretty good with hardware, so I guess we'll see. But maybe there's just 10 times as many fans. But so let's just say the game that you wanted to play is not the game that needs an update. Well, while you're playing that game, regardless of its state, the update will be still downloading in the background. So when you're done playing that game, because I'm pretty sure it can't install an update to a game that's on your hard drive when you're playing another game. Maybe you can, I don't know. But I would assume that when you were done playing the game that didn't need an update, you quit that game, and then your update would install in the background, maybe not even notify you. Cause
actually, I'm wondering if it does what, you know, Flash does. You know, when you update Flash, if you have Internet Explorer open, you know, something that needs, you know, whatever it is, in this case it would be the game, if it makes you close it, you know, when it's installing, when it's ready to install. Not while it's downloading, but while it's ready to install. And if you're playing a totally different game that doesn't need anything that patch, you know, needs to install, it would just go ahead and install anyway.
Even while you're playing, you think?
Yeah, because, like, Flash and Java install while your computer's still running, even though...
Yeah, that's true. Know. That's true. And their whole emphasis is on not having to wait.
Right. So that's probably how they do it.
Yeah, they might just go ahead and install crap while you're... while you're playing. It doesn't even matter. And then by the time you actually launch the game that you wanted, you know, that needed that update, you already have it and it's already done. Yeah.
Game. I can understand it not installing while you're playing the game.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it, yeah, that actually might be true too, unless the game is like an MMO that would require you to have the update before you played. It might also let you play the game without updating directly, and then. When the update was installed, then it would install it once you actually exited that game. I don't know. That's interesting. But they even... Another thing they cut down on... Sony even mentioned this, that they even wanted to cut down on the time it took to launch a game. They're saying, and we can't really prove this yet, and we can't even really prove this at the press conferences, honestly, because I hate to be the one to say it, but, you know, footage can be doctored. And, you know, you got to consider that that's a possibility. I mean, look at the Killzone 3, the original Killzone 2 trailer. I mean, Killzone 2 trailer. But anyway, so they're saying it's going to launch games almost instantaneously, no waiting for even launching a game. Now another thing that was really big with the PS3 is downloading games. Huge issue because people are like, it takes forever. You might as well go to your GameStop and pick up the game anyway. Because it's going to take a day and a half to download it. Well, that's no longer an issue either. Because with the PS4, they're using some crazy new technology where all the downloadable versions of games are going to be compartmentalized. Where you will start downloading a game, and even if it's 25 gigs of gaming awesomeness, it will download the first compartment of the game, you know, might be a couple hundred megs or so, which, if you have a good connection and if you're, you know, hooked up with Ethernet or even probably wireless now is probably fine. I imagine the PS4, they fixed their wireless issue. It was download the first compartment of the game, which might be the menu, the opening cutscene, and maybe the first level. And they're saying this is probably going to take, like, 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes to grab the first compartment of the game. At that point, you can launch the game and start playing it. That's right. It's going to keep downloading in the background, but you're already playing the game. So by the time you get past the first level to the second level of whatever game you're playing, it should theoretically already have that compartment as well, and you can continue on. I guess if you're... Someone should really test that. Like, if you're really, really an awesome gamer at one particular game, delete it, start re-downloading it, see if you can actually beat the download. See if it makes you wait. I don't know. But that's another really, really neat thing as far as downloading games. That's instant gratification almost. Within like a couple minutes, you're playing the game you wanted. It's also going to download games based on what it notices that you like, what you play. It's going to download games automatically for you, which some people don't like, but I actually do because, number one, they're hinting that the PS4 is going to have a massive hard drive. The quote that I read from some Sony executive was like, he was like, very large. And then the article was like, he said this with a huge grin on his face. So people are speculating it's going to be like 2 terabytes. But that's, again, not confirmed yet. They haven't talked about the size of the hard drive yet. Microsoft Xbox One, 500 gigs. Flat. With no... If I remember correctly, you can't change it out either. You can't remove it. Anyway, we don't know yet. We don't know what that's going to be. But... it's going to download games for you automatically, allow you to try them, and if you want them, you can then unlock them fully. So you can try them for, like the current PlayStation Plus time trials. You can try them maybe for half an hour, an hour, maybe a couple hours, probably a couple hours. And then if you really wanted it, if you actually agree with this recommendation, you want to buy it, you can do that right there, and you already have the game installed. It's already downloaded, everything's already there. You can play it immediately. So I actually like that. I'm okay with the PS4 downloading entire games, as long as... you know, there's enough room for it. I'm fine with that. But yeah, we're probably, let's see, probably running low on time. Time remaining. 5:18. Yep. Well, we have 5 minutes left. But anyway, I don't really have much more to say. That's kind of really a summary of like every blog that I've written. This what it's really turned into. But that's okay, because we're heading into E3 where we're going to talk about this a lot more. So... So that's Bob. But no, there's going to be more from me as we go along here. More boos of audio quality. And I want to do audio boos this year because I want it to be kind of reactionary. So I think that'd be kind of neat. Like, if I'm ecstatic over some announcement that was made, then you're gonna know it. and there'll be more blog posts and more awesomeness. And, yeah. So I hope you enjoyed listening to my rant about Xbox One, PS4, and all that. And we will check you at E3. We will check you against the boards or something.